of supreme, supreme supremacy. You are listening to Power FM in Lusaka, 91.3. Stay locked in.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
ECZ engages stakeholders ahead of Chawama by-election. Socialist Party outlines budget priorities and calls for timely farmer payments. In international news, Somalia cancels all agreements with United Arab Emirates. And in sports news, former French football player, coach, and pundit Roland Kerbis dies aged 72.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanje Mulenga. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has called on voters, political parties, the media and all electoral stakeholders to hold peace, professionalism and respect for the law as the country prepares for the Chawama parliamentary by-election scheduled for 15th January 2026. The appeal was made during a stakeholder briefing on poll day procedures where Lusaka District Electoral Officer Engineer Lifter Indaba, represented by Assistant District Electoral Officer Mr. Victor Kagoli, emphasized that the conduct of a credible election is a shared national responsibility. Mr. Kagoli warned that any failure to comply with the Electoral Code of Conduct and other electoral laws would attract sanctions and could undermine public confidence in the electoral process. He reiterated the Commission's commitment to administering the by-election in a transparent, fair and inclusive manner, noting that protecting the integrity and credibility of the electoral process remains ECZ's top priority. The stakeholder meeting attracted more than 1,500 participants, including political party agents, media practitioners, election observers, monitors, civil society organizations and faith-based groups. Stakeholders were urged to promote peace, avoid the spread of misinformation and perform their respective roles responsibly in the interest of democracy and national unity. Later, the Commission held a separate engagement with uniformed officers from the Zambia Police Service who have deployed over 264 officers to maintain law and order during the by-election. Mr. Kagoli commended the police for their continued support in ensuring peaceful campaigns, describing them as key partners in the electoral process. He further appealed for professionalism and impartiality from all officers during Thursday's polls. The Chawama constituency by-election will take place on Thursday, 15th January 2026. In a separate development, Socialist Party President Fred Membe says his party would make agriculture, health and education the top priorities of national spending if elected into government while ensuring farmers are paid on time. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Membe said his government would allocate 10% of the national budget to agriculture, 20% to health and 25% to education, amounting to 55% of total government expenditure. The Socialist Party leader also described timely payment of farmers as an economic necessity, saying failure to do so threatens food security and future crop production. Mr. Membe said many farmers operate without access to finance and depend entirely on crop sales, adding that late payments push them deeper into debt. He questioned why government can fund various expenditures but struggle to pay small-scale farmers who sustain the country's food supply. Mr. Membe said the proposed budget framework would ensure economic stability, boost agriculture production, and protect Zambia's future. In another development, government has called on traders and businesses to reduce prices of goods and services following the continued strengthening of the kwacha against the United States dollar and other major currencies. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga says the appreciation of the kwacha shows growing confidence in Zambia's economy and reflects the success of government's macroeconomic and fiscal policies. Mr. Mulenga said the gains are a result of sustained efforts by Zambians, responding to President Hakainde Hichilema's call for hard work and productivity under the work after work campaign. Speaking in a statement, Mr. Mulenga explained that a stronger kwacha lowers the cost of imports, such as fuel, raw materials, machinery and other inputs used by businesses, bringing relief to the trade and commerce sector. He added that the improved exchange rate, combined with lower inflation, reduced fuel prices and better electricity supply, has significantly reduced operating costs for business. Mr. Mulenga has since urged traders, manufacturers, wholesalers and retailers to pass on the benefits to consumers by adjusting prices downwards. In a separate development, government has welcomed the decision by the Zambia Air Force ZAF to venture into farming, describing it as a timely contribution to national efforts aimed at strengthening food security. Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Miuna Mwanakampwe said the initiative is in line with President Hakainde Hichilema's directive for all sectors to actively participate in food production, noting that achieving the national target of producing 10 million metric tons of maize by 2030 requires collective effort from all stakeholders. Dr. Mwanakampwe commended ZAF for its continued support to government, particularly during national emergencies, adding that such commitment remains highly appreciated. He was speaking when ZAF Deputy Commander Major General Henry Chuaya paid a courtesy call on the provincial administration.
For us to get to 10 million metric tons of maize by the year 2030, it will not take one unit to produce. It takes all of us. And I've always said that there shouldn't be a single genius. There must be a collective genius. Collectively, we'll get to those targets of producing 10 million metric tons of maize, 1 million metric tons of soybeans, if you like, and 1 million metric tons of wheat. We are on that ambitious program. And so in answering to that, we're grateful that you have come on board. But we are also extremely delighted by the manner you answer to our calls. As a province, I think on behalf of my minister and myself, whenever we have cried, whenever we've had disasters, and encouraged the officers and soldiers who are hit by the hailstorm, that is as it should be. An injury to one must be an injury to all.
Major General Chuaya is in Central Province to inspect the ZAF Chisamba farm and assess the welfare of officers and soldiers in Kawe whose houses were damaged during a recent hailstorm. The ZAF Deputy Commander also disclosed that the Air Force intends to engage provincial authorities with a view to acquiring additional land to expand its agricultural activities.
We have so many programs to implement and directives that we've gotten from the Commander-in-Chief. He's been the President of the Republic of Zambia. The Air Force also has assumed an added role, which that is of agriculture. And so we are from Chisamba to see activities that we are doing in Chisamba. This year we have the Chisamba farm among the many farms that we are doing that will take heed to the call of combating hunger. Is that Chisamba farm houses crops and also animal husbandry. And so in that direction we have diversified. This year we also are seeking to have more land within Kawe, Central Province.
In international news, Somalia says it has cancelled all agreements with the United Arab Emirates, citing what it called strong evidence of actions, undermining the country's sovereignty and unity. This annulment includes deals and partnerships related to three ports, as well as bilateral security and defense cooperation. The rift is reportedly due to the UAE's tacit support for Israel's recognition of the breakaway region of Somaliland as an independent state. Mogadishu said the cancellation applies to all federal agencies, related agencies and regional administrations, including all agreements and corporations in the ports of Berbera, Bosaso and Kismayo. The move also comes after the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen said the UAE had spirited a separatist leader out of the country via Berbera. Still in international news, Rwanda has said it will back its former foreign minister for a third term as head of the global institution that fosters cooperation among French-speaking countries. The announcement was made by the country's top diplomat, Olivia Nduhungirehe, in an interview with UN Afrique. It comes 10 months ahead of the next summit of the Organisation Internationale de la Francophonie, scheduled to take place in November in Cambodian capital, Phnom Penh. Louise Mushikiwabo has headed the global institution, which unites 88 member states, governments and observers since 2019. If re-elected, Mushikiwabo will join former Senegalese President Abdou Diouf as the only Secretary General to serve three terms.